And now, the rest of the story. Y'all don't mess with Bellamy and Mazzetti. Anybody in Houston, Texas can tell you that. Especially anybody on the wrong side of the law. You don't mess with Bellamy and Mazzetti. You've seen some of those cop shows on television where a couple of tough officers are teamed up. Well, those primetime policemen are nothing compared to Bellamy and Mazzetti. They're no rivals in toughness, anyway. Bellamy and Mazzetti once were the best-kept secret in Houston, but not anymore. Their sudden celebrity relates to a recent incident on Uvalde Street outside a restaurant called Pancho's Mexican Buffet. Three men were fighting out there the evening of last April 20, and police were summoned to break up the brawl. One of the three roughnecks fled. Two officers pursued him. That left a couple of husky brawlers at the scene and only one patrolman, Officer Jim Whitley, 2-1 in favor of the bad guys. Well, there was no hesitation in the street battle, no interruption in the fighting, but instead of slugging each other, the two ruffians suddenly turned on Officer Jim. And before the policeman could draw his gun, he was down and dazed and gasping from a blow to the stomach. At once the world was an arena of pain. The men continued striking Officer Jim with their fists, hitting him hard in the face. And then they started kicking him in the head. And on the verge of unconsciousness, he cried out, "Oh God, please help me." Well, God sent help. Somebody's, Bellamy and Mazzetti. The attackers had not seen Bellamy and Mazzetti striding up toward them until it was too late. One of the combatants had reached for the downed officer's gun. Bellamy jammed it back into its holster. By now, some children had gathered on the sidewalk to watch. Mazzetti calmly ushered them into Pancho's restaurant, out of the way. What was going to happen to these two cop beaters, no youngster should see. Well, Bellamy and Mazzetti then went to work on the brawlers. And I mean, they worked them over good. They were still punishing those fellows when reinforcements arrived. Officer Jim was rushed to the hospital, and the bad guys were relieved to be arrested and out of the clutches of Bellamy and Mazzetti. Now, attempted capital murder of a police officer is a serious charge. A convicted offender can go to jail for a very long time. Yet, whatever the legal punishment, Bellamy and Mazzetti had something worse in mind. And incidentally, they have since been honored by the 100 Club of Houston. They have been presented with framed certificates of honor and a couple of checks, $5,000 each, because they, well, after all, they'd saved a policeman's life. It was nothing, say Bellamy and Mazzetti, nothing any concerned citizen wouldn't have done. But then Bellamy and Mazzetti are not really police officers. Bellamy and Mazzetti are employees of Pancho's restaurant. Joy Bellamy and Gail Mazzetti, waitresses, and now you know the rest of the story.